I know it's hard to reason. We're more than just a season.
Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, and of course, the voice of Red Raider football. And actually, I'm not the voice of Red Raider football. That's A.A. Ron, and A.A. Ron, he's with us right now.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Homecoming weekend. Good. This is fantastic.
I know, it's exciting times.
All right.
So, the Red Raiders received the ball to start the game. The kick was returned by number 6, Misael Aguilar. And just a heads up, they have changed jerseys. So we've got some new numbers, but I'll do my best to get the names right. So number 6, Misael Aguilar, was able to return the ball up to the up to their own 45-yard line. So they'll be starting with a fantastic field position to start the drive. Currently, they're looking for a game ball. They appear to have lost the football. So waiting on them to figure out where that went.
They lost the actual football?
I kid you not. I kid you not. And, of course, we can't forget tonight's sponsors for the Red Raider football broadcast. We have Olson's IGA Marketplace, the Ajo Copper News, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, the American Citizen Social Club, the Napa Auto Parts, Ajo True Value, Oasis Coffee, and the Why Not Travel Store. All right, so the Red Raiders will be starting 1st and 10, ball placed right at the 47-yard line to start the drive. It's a handoff to number 20, which is Christopher Rojo, who's breaking free for a nasty gain, able to pick up about 30 yards on the run. The Red Raiders are going to be looking at 1st and 10 with the ball at the opposing 34. 1st and 10 from the opposing 34 on the Chris Rojo run. 1st and 10 for the Red Raiders. And they got Memo Ortiz in at quarterback. He takes the snap. It's another Rojo hand. Oh, nope, it's a fake. It was a fake to Rojo. Kept by Ortiz, who bounces out to the left. Able to pick up a couple. Gain of about 2 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd and 8.
Just want to let you know, A.A. Ron, we have 30 seconds this hour, whenever
understood.
You so choose. Okay.
All right, Memo's under center. Oh, it's a handoff to the outside to number 18, which is, to get another keeper by Memo Ortiz, able to pick up a nice chunk of yard, more than enough for a first down. Ball is going to be spotted inside the red zone. Red Raiders have the ball at the 18-yard line, 1st and 10 from the 18 to the Red Raiders. Two back-to-back stellar runs from Memo Ortiz. Memo takes the snap. He's bouncing out to the left again. He's keeping it again, and he is off to the races, folks. And Memo is in for the first touchdown of the Red Raiders tonight. Able to pick up about 18 yards on the ground. That is 3 back-to-back Memo Ortiz runs to get the Red Raiders into the end zone and put them on the scoreboard first to start the night. Red Raiders are up 6-0 as they line up for their 2-point attempt. All right. They line up for the 2-point attempt. Memo Ortiz is looking to pass. Pass is complete to number 36. Let me check our new updated jersey numbers. That is number 36, Quade Moore, with the 2-point conversion attempt to give the Red Raiders an 8-0 lead. All right, the Red Raider kickoff team heads on the field to kick it off to the Bulldogs. All right, kickoff team is lining up. Again, got to give a shout-out to tonight's sponsors over at the Ajo Copper News, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, Olson's IGA Marketplace, the American Citizen Social Club, and Napa, Ajo True Value, Oasis Coffee, and the Why Not Travel Store. Tick is up and away. Return, minimal gain. They're able to pick up about 10 on the return. The Bulldogs are going to be starting first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Sorry, correction. 27-yard line. First and 10 from their 27. All right. First and 10 for the Bulldogs as they look to start their drive. The Bulldogs are currently 1-4 on the season. The Red Raiders are 3-3. All right. The Bulldogs are lining up at a bunch set outside. Two receivers off to the side. Quarterback number one is looking to pass. He's airing it out deep. Pass is complete to his intended receiver, number 18. He's finally pushed out of bounds, been able to pick up a nice chunk of yardage. I'd say about 20 or 30 yards on the pass. I'm waiting for the official spot on the field. Yeah, so they're going to be taking over first and 10 from the opposing 47. Opposing 47, they're taking over first and 10. Makes that a 24... like a 27-yard pass they just did. First and 10 for the Bulldogs following the excellent pass on first down. A bad snap, and the Red Raiders are all over it. Unfortunately, the quarterback is able to scoop it back up. Sack on the play, lost a yardage. It's going to back them up about 10 yards, looking at about a second and 20, and that was Jacob Harwood in on the tackle. All right, on second down, following the sack, you got to see what the Bulldogs are going to cook up here. All right, the Bulldogs are going to set the line now on second down with the ball spotted at their own 45 now. Quarterback number one is lined up in the shotgun for the Bulldogs. He's got his running back to his side. Another bad snap. They are able to hold on to it, though. Another loss of yard. It's backing them up. About another 10 yards. Going to bring them third and 30 from the 35-yard line. Third and 30 for the Bulldogs. Going to be an obvious passing down here. You're not going to run for 30 yards most of the time. Again, got to dish out another shout out to the sponsors of tonight's broadcast. I want to give a special thank you to Olson's IGA Marketplace, the Ajo Copper News, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, the American Citizen Social Club, Napa Auto Parts, Ajo True Value, Oasis Coffee, and the Why Not Travel Store. Thank y'all so much. On third and 30, the Bulldogs are set at the line. Quarterback number one is looking to pass. It's a check down to his can't get the guy's jersey number, but he's only able to get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to make it fourth and 30. Silas Manuel in on the tackle. Thank you. Had to get some water, y'all.
You becoming
all
a
right,
water buffalo?
No game. I am. No gain on the last play brings up fourth and 30 for the Bulldogs. I'd expect a punt here, but who knows? Yeah, they're punting. They're definitely punting. All right, and fourth and 30, the Bulldogs punt it away. It is a short punt, scooped up by number 16, I believe. The number 16. Number G. Willikers. It's number 30. Oh, boy. I need to get my eyes checked.
G. Willikers.
Yep. Golly, G. Willikers, man. This is the radio. Got to use language like that. That's Kevin Olivas on the return for the Red Raiders.
Question for you whenever you have a moment.
Okay, what's up?
New Way Academy, where are they out of?
This school is Scottsdale.
Oh, really? Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's from Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. So there's, Red Raiders are taking over 1st and 10 with the ball at their own 49-yard line. Mimmo takes the snap and dumps it off to Silas Manuel, who's able to get a nice bruising run, gain of about 13, 14 on the play for Silas. Another first down for the Red Raiders. There's 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Your Red Raiders are leading 8-0. They were able to force a quick 3-and-out against the Bulldogs on their only drive. All right, 1st and 10. Red Raiders have the ball at the opposing 37 right now. Mimmo's looking to pass. He takes the snap. It's complete to number 36, Quade Moore, who is off to the races, breaking multiple tackles, and it takes an army of Bulldogs to drag that man down. First down, Red Raiders. 1st and 10 for the Red Raiders from the 19-yard line. Sorry, that's not the 19-yard line. That's the 14-yard line. 1st and 10 from the 14. Mimmo takes the snap. He dumps it off to Rojo, who fumbles it and then falls on the ball. He had a chance to pick it up and keep running, but he fell over. That should be a loss of yardage for the Red Raiders, backing him up to the 21-yard line. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and... Hold on a second. 2nd and about 16 from the 21. This is 2nd and 17, technically. All right, Mimmo takes the snap. Hands it off to, he keeps it. He's passing, looking deep for Quade Moore. And that is another Red Raider touchdown. Give the Red Raiders a 14-0 lead as they line up for their 2-point attempt. There are 3 minutes left in the first quarter, folks. All right, Red Raiders are getting set for their 2-point attempt now, hoping to make it a 16-0 ball game. 2 quick strike touchdowns for him on offense. Had a Mimmo Ortiz rushing touchdown and a Mimmo Ortiz passing touchdown to Quade Moore. Mimmo Ortiz takes the snap but is immediately whistled dead. Flag on the play, waiting to see what the call is. All right, penalty is against the defense. I don't know what the penalty was for, but it's half the distance to the goal. Which is going to make this a 2-point conversion from the 1-yard line. All right, Mimmo takes the snap. He's looking to pass. Surveying, he fakes a couple passes, dodges a defender. He is in for the 2-point attempt using his legs. 16-0, Red Raiders. All right, the Red Raiders are hurrying off the field as their kickoff team gets out there to kick it off to these Bulldogs. Bulldogs kick return team's getting set. They'd like to get some kind of spark going here on offense for the Bulldogs, down 16-0.
Can I ask a dumb question?
You can.
Okay. When it's zero, is the home team the first number or are they the second number? On who's on the score?
When I say 16-0, I mean, the first number I usually say is Ajo.
But if they're playing at home, right.
Mm-hmm.
So
the scoreboard's labeled. One of them says home and one of them says away.
Right. But when we post it, if we do 0-16, or is it 16-0?
If you're posting it, if you post it, the format should be Ajo first. Whatever, even if Ajo's losing, they should be the first number.
No matter if home or away?
No matter home or away. So I would do the score and then a comma, and then I would say Red Raiders in the lead or something, just clarify
fantastic.
Which team is leading.
This is great. People listening get to hear us just banter about how we should format things. I love it. It's professional. Thank you, sir.
Of course. So Red Raiders have got the ball first. Bulldogs have the ball 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line to start their drive. Again, they were able to get a minimal gain on the return. There's 2 minutes in the in the first quarter right now. They got quarterback number 1 lined up under center. takes the snap, and he hands it off to his running back, number 10, who bounces to the outside. But he is going nowhere before being wrapped up and dragged down by number 10 with an assist on that tackle by number 36. Number 10, Thomas Burgess, led the tackle with an assist from number 36, Quade Moore, on the last play. It's going to bring up second down, loss of about 2, second and 12 for the Bulldogs. All right, the Bulldogs are in the huddle right now. Shout out to our sponsors real quick for tonight's broadcast over at Olson's IGA Marketplace, Ajo Copper News, Desert Senior Community Health Clinic, and the American Citizen Social Club. They're about to snap the football, so I'll shout out the other sponsors in a second. All right, on second and 12, the Bulldogs are set at the line. Quarterback number 1 once again in the shotgun. They've got 2 receivers out wide. Takes the snap, looking to pass. Pass is incomplete, way overthrown. Third and 12 for the Bulldogs.
I'm trying to get Bernadette from Why Not Travel Store to come stand by you to ring that cowbell.
Please don't do that. I get so scared. Because I'm not even paying attention to like the rest of things going on around me. I could step on a snake right now and not even know.
I can hear it from our balcony here at the studio. I know that the noise canceling, you can't. It doesn't come across.
I was going to say, yeah, with these noise canceling, I can't even hear it, and I'm at the game. So. All right, third and 12. The Bulldogs are set at the line. High snap for quarterback number 1. He does a dump off, but it is incomplete. Again, overthrown to his intended receiver, number 10. That is going to bring up fourth and 12, and I'd expect him to punt. Real quick, a minute ago, I forgot to shout the other half of our sponsors. Tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, Ajo True Value, Oasis Coffee, and the Why Not Travel Store. Our first quarter is winding down. There's 24 seconds left on the clock. It is fourth and 12. Waiting to see what the Bulldogs are going to do, whether they punt or they try something crazy here. A little too early in the ballgame to risk it here, in my opinion, but, I mean, it is high school football, so we'll see.
Oh, your opinion is valuable.
Thank you. You know, they might be trying to fake punt right now. I'm not positive. Nope, it was a real punt. And the ball is rolling out of bounds. Oh, yep. Ball's out of bounds. Red Raiders are going to be taking over first and 10 from their own 48-yard line, it looks like.
So New Way is actually trying to kick?
They're punting. So
punting, okay.
Punting is, so you get 4 downs, right? And if you use your 4th down, so you have a certain distance to go each time, right? Like, I'll say 3rd and 12 or something.
Exactly.
That means it's their 3rd try. They got to go 12 more yards.
Exactly.
So if it's 4th and whatever, they have 2 options. They can try to get it. So let's say it's 4th and 10. They try to get the 10 yards. If they don't get it, we take over the football right where they're at.
Exactly.
Okay? So their other option is to kick the ball, and they kick it as far away from where they're at as possible. They're giving it to us, but they're trying to give it to us on the other side of the field instead of giving
sense.
It to us. Where they're
but if
at,
they
yeah.
but if they punt it and it doesn't go really anywhere, then they really did nothing.
Yes, bad punts are a problem.
Okay, cool. I've learned so much on football listening to you, so thank you.
Hey, I'm glad I could help you, Sean. All right, so our first quarter just ended, and it's going to be the start of the second quarter, and Red Raiders are taking over first and 10 with the ball again at their own 48, it looks like.
Now, remember, I have 5:30s.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a timeout or a water break, Sean.
Okay, I'm going to take I'm going to take a water break.
You go take your water break, bud. All right, first and 10 for the Red Raiders. Ball spotted at their own 48-yard line. Memo Ortiz under center, takes the snap, hands it off to Chris Rojo, bounces out to the right. He's able to get a nice gain on the play, about 15 yards. It's officially going to be a gain of 13. Red Raiders are taking, you're getting the ball first and 10 from the opposing 39-yard line now, following the Rojo rush. All right, Memo Ortiz under center, takes the snap. It's a handoff again to Rojo, who bounces out to the left, able to pick up a couple, able to pick up about five. It's going to bring up second and five for the Red Raiders. Second and five from there. You know what? This is second and four from the 34 is what I'm seeing here. This is a 6-yard run for Rojo on the last play. Memo takes the pass. He's looking. Passes. Oh! Nearly complete to his receiver, number 78. Let's see. Number 78 is Jose Yon. Unfortunately, Jose did drop the pass. Passing complete. It's going to be third and four for the Red Raiders. Third and four. They got Memo under center. Memo takes the snap, but the play is whistled dead immediately. Flag appears to be against the Bulldogs. Might be an automatic first down for the Red Raiders. It's encroachment, 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down for the Red Raiders. They're going to have it first and 10 from the 29. First and 10, they're also Red Raiders are set at the line. Memo takes the pass, and he is bouncing to the outside, looking to gain some yardage. Memo is off the races. Oh, he gets a great run. He does fumble at the end of it, but they're able to recover it. Red Raiders have the ball first and goal from the 4-yard line. Memo Ortiz with the run, fumbles it. Quade's able to fall on it. First and 10 first and goal from the 4 for the Red Raiders. All right. First and goal. Memo takes the snap. He's looking to pass. Aiming for Quade Moore, and it is complete. Touchdown, Red Raiders. Their third of the night. That is 3 touchdowns for Memo Ortiz. 1 rushing, 2 passing, both passing touchdowns to Quade Moore to give the Red Raiders a 22-0 lead as they line up for their 2-point attempt, hoping to raise it to 24-0. Remember here, in 8-man football, the mercy rule is invoked at a 35-point lead. They'll allow the clock to just begin to run out once the Red Raiders surmount a 35-point lead. All right, Memo under center looking to complete the 2-point attempt. It's a handoff to Silas Manuel, who bounces to the outside and is able to get in for it. It's going to give the Red Raiders 24-0. 24-0 lead for the Red Raiders. All right. While the kickoff team gets out there, I want to shout out our Red Raiders sponsors tonight. Tonight's game is brought to you guys by Olson's IGA Marketplace, the Ajo Copper News, Napa Auto Parts, Ajo True Value, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, Oasis Coffee, the American Citizen Social Club, and the Why Not Travel Store. Thank you guys for all you're doing to put Red Raider football on the airwaves. All right. Red Raider kickoff team is set as they enjoy their 24-0 lead on the back of 3 Memo Ortiz touchdowns.
Fire.
Fire, fire, fire. All right. Red Raiders are getting set to kick. Number 48, I believe it's Tayden Horton, but I'm going to check my roster because they changed jersey numbers on me. 48.
Gotta keep you guessing, Aaron.
Yeah, it's Tayden Horton. Tayden Horton's still a kicker. So the first half of the season, they had Jose Yon kicking, and then they switched it to Tayden Horton and started putting Jose Yon in at wide receiver. And I think that was a good decision because Jose is really shining in at wide receiver alongside Quade Moore. Give him a real good number 2 option at wide out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if it's no scoreboard, it's changing the numbers on you. You know, there's always something.
Yeah, you gotta keep you on your toes here. So, Bulldogs are going to be taking over first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. First and 10 from their own 28. Wait. How did they get the ball? Did I miss something? So I was too busy shouting out our sponsors on the kickoff there. The Bulldogs were not able to get the football. The Red Raiders actually beat them to the football. They stood there and stared at the football. The Red Raiders were able to recover it.
Really?
The Red Raiders got the ball again, wow. And they are 29 yards from their next touchdown.
That is first and 10
for the Red Raiders.
Awesome.
Mercy rule should be invoked by halftime at this point.
Right? Oh, so proud of our Red Raiders tonight.
I was so confused. I come over here, and I'm like, what? Because that never happens. I mean, seriously, that is basically unheard of. Wow. It's like when at Little League baseball games, you see the kids in the outfield playing with grass and picking flowers. That's what we just had here at a football game.
We'll see how you do on basketball here soon.
Right. First and 10, Red Raiders are lined up from the opposing 28. All right, they got Fabian in at quarterback. Unfortunately, it looks like the Red Raiders fumbled. It was a handoff to Rojo, I believe, and he fumbled the football. Waiting to see who comes up with it. They're giving it to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are getting the ball back. Going to be taking over first and 10 from their own 24? 24, I believe. Yeah, first and 10 from their own 24. Bulldogs are going to be starting. Following the fumble. It's okay. You got to shake it off. Football's all about having short-term memory.
Okay, Taylor Swift. Thank you.
I just got that because I don't listen to Taylor Swift. Took a minute.
Well, you host Urban Z, of course.
Well, I thought you were talking about my luscious blonde hair or something. I don't know.
I'm going to put Shake It Off in Urban Z just to make you angry.
I will boycott the show. All right, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Red Raiders sideline is very hype right now, trying to get in the Bulldogs' head. Quarterback number one's looking to pass. It is intercepted by number 58. That is the first interception of the Red Raiders this season. That is what I'm talking about. And they returned it all the way for a touchdown. That is a pick six, baby. Number 58, that is Silas Manuel with the pick six to give the Red Raiders a 32-0 lead. A 30-0 lead. It'll be 32 once they get this two-point attempt right here.
There you go.
30-0 Red Raiders.
Amazing.
I love that. I love that. They turn it over to us. We turn it over back to them. They turn it right back over to us, and we knock it in for a touchdown. Beautiful. Red Raiders are in the huddle discussing their two-point attempt right now. There is 8.5 minutes left in the first half.
Red Raiders are on point tonight.
They are on fire, yeah. Memo takes the pass. He is bouncing around to the outside. He's got a blocker, and Memo is into the end zone for the two-point attempt. Red Raiders up 32-0. All right, Red Raider kickoff team is heading out onto the field. All right, that was a great, great defensive play there by Silas Manuel. Got to give another shout-out to tonight's sponsors over at Olson's IGA Marketplace, Napa Auto Parts, Ajo Copper News, Ajo True Value, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, Oasis Coffee, American Citizen Social Club, and the Why Not Travel Store. You know, if you get one more sponsor, I'm going to run out of breath, okay? That's about all I got.
Hey, if these Raiders do much more, we got to hurry up and mention these sponsors because
I know
this game's going to go quick.
Oh, the Red Raiders do attempt an onside kick. did it pan out? No, it looks like the Bulldogs were able to get it. That's going to let them start first and 10 with pretty decent field position. They're going to be starting first and 10 from their own 42, it looks like. Yeah, first and 10 from their own 42. All right. Bulldogs are in the huddle discussing their play right now. First and 10 for them. Ball's on the 41, so they're starting first and 10 from their own 41. All right. They got number one in the shotgun for him. First and 10. He hands it off to his running back. This play is ate up and swallowed by the Red Raiders. Loss of about five. Quade Moore in on the tackle from his spot at DN. About a 5-yard loss on the play. We'll bring up second and 15. 41. Yeah, so it's going to be second and 15 from their own 34-yard line. All right. Bulldogs are lined up under center. Quarterback number one is staying in the shotgun. Got two running backs to his left and right. Takes the snap. He's looking to pass. Pass is incomplete. Intended receiver is number 18. Pass is broken up by number 58, Silas Manuel. That's going to bring up third and 16 for the Bulldogs. It is. I got a nice little sprinkle going on here. There's 6 minutes left in the first half. Red Raiders lead 32-0, and the Bulldogs have the ball third and 16 from their own 34. Quarterback number one lined up in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looking to pass. Well overthrown, incomplete. Going to bring up fourth and 16 for the Bulldogs. Fourth and 16. Might be having an injured player for the Bulldogs. Yeah, injury timeout. Sean, you want to play one of those 30-second ads? Or sponsor, whatever? Sorry. All right, he's gone. So it's just me, I guess, guys. No sponsor mentions. I'll just shout out our sponsors from the broadcast. That's what we'll do. So.
Sorry about that. I was listening to the cowbell.
Uh-huh. You want to play a sponsor mention real quick?
Yes, I'll do that right now. Okay.
All right, you got it.
All right, here we go.
From the Desert Diamond Casino Y Weather Center, here is your forecast for Ajo.
Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, low right around 66. For our Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy, low right around 65. Sunny for our Sunday with a high near 86 and Sunday night mostly clear, low right around 66.
Currently in Ajo, it's 84 degrees.
Weather sponsored by Desert Diamond Casino on Highway 86 in Y, Arizona. Open daily 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. Food, fuel, fun.
The injured Bulldog appears to be number one, their quarterback. That's not going to bode well for him in a game they're already trailing by 32. So we're still waiting for everyone to get set following the injury. Might as well shout out tonight's sponsors over at Olson's IGA Marketplace, Napa Auto Parts, American Citizen Social Club, the Why Not Travel Store, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, Oasis Coffee, Ajo Copper News, and Ajo True Value. Appreciate all y'all are doing to put Red Raider football on the airwaves. Sean, they're doing a water timeout now while they assess the quarterback injury. Might be pretty serious. You want to play another 30-second sponsor mention?
You know what? I can do that. Let's do that right now. Stand by, Mr. AA Ron.
You got it.
189.3 KZAO es operado por Apache Lab Media, una organización sin fines de lucro, 501 C3 de Arizona. Orgullosamente ubicados aquí en Ajo, puede hacer una donación deducible de impuestos a Z89.3 yendo a ajoradio.org y haciendo clic en el botón de donar ahora. Su donación ayuda a mantener la radio comunitaria en el aire. Aquí en el oeste del condado de Pima. Así que haga su donación deducible de impuestos. Hoy en el ajoradio.org le agradecemos su apoyo. Z89.3 KZAO, la voz del condado del oeste de Pima.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Still waiting for the Bulldogs to get set. I don't think we'll need another 30 seconds though, so let's just wait this one out.
As you wish, sir. You're the boss.
You know what? Actually, they're sending the Red Raiders back off the field. Sean, give us one more.
One more? Okay, will do.
One more.
All right, be right back.
Have you registered to vote? There's still time. The deadline to register for this year's general election is October 11th. Learn how to register and get all your voting information at pima.gov/vote2022. Voting in Pima County is easier than ever. You can vote anywhere. With Vote Centers, you can cast your ballot at any of the 129 locations around the county. To learn more and to find a Vote Center near you, visit pima.gov/vote2022.
Sweet, sweet. Our Red Raiders are now getting set at the line. And the Bulldogs are heading out and waiting to see what number they got in at quarterback. Their quarterback number one was absolutely smashed by Jose Yon on the last play. We believe he's concussed the way his head hit the ground. Let's see who they got in at quarterback. I believe it's number four. I'm trying to get a better look at his game jersey right now. Either way, it's third and 16 for him, whoever's in at quarterback. It's number 16? I can't tell. 36. All right, he's taking the pass and he's taking the snap and bouncing to the outside. This kid's got some legs, though. I'll tell you what, he's able to get a nice gain on the play. I don't think it was quite enough for a first down. Yeah, he's able to get them back to their original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up 4th and 10. Kevin Olivas in on the tackle.
So you know, Aaron, we can get you in over at Desert Sunita Community Health Center to get those eyes checked. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, you bet.
Thank you. So on 4th, and it's actually going to be 4th and 11, it looks like they're calling it. The Bulldogs are in the huddle discussing. Red Raiders are set at the line. All right, Bulldogs are set. It's quarterback number 32 is their backup. Number 32, I got that for sure now.
Which happens to be how many points they're down.
Kid's got some legs, though. 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Number 32 is looking to pass. Oh, that's a pretty deep ball, but it is incomplete. Intended receiver number 17, number 16 for the Red Raiders in coverage. Let me just verify who number 16 is real quick. Number 16 is Jacob Montijo. Jacob Montijo in there to force the incompletion, force a turnover on downs. Since it was 4th down and they went for it, weren't able to get it. Red Raiders are taking over from their field position. 1st and 10 with the ball spotted at the opposing 40-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Red Raiders. 4:16 left to play in the first half. First and 10, Memo takes the snap, hands it off to number 30, who's able to burst through for a nasty run. Believe he's able to get the first down. That's Kevin Olivas with the run. Kevin Olivas, number 30. He's able to pick up the first down. Yep. They needed 10. He got them 10. 1st and 10 from the Red Raider, from their opposing 30. 1st and 10 from the opposing 30. All right, 1st and 10. Memo takes the snap, bounces to the outside. He bounced to the left, hands it off to number 10, I believe. Yeah, number 10 is Thomas Burgess. able to pick up a couple on the play. Able to pick up six officially. Going to bring up second and four. Second and four for the Red Raiders following that run. A little old switcheroo on that. Memo ran to the left. Burgess ran past him. They handed off the ball. Ooh! On second down, Memo takes the snap and tries to bounce to the outside. He is sacked. That is going to bring up third and eight. Third and eight for the Red Raider offense. Real quick while we wait this next play, shout-outs to our sponsor tonight over at IGA, Napa, Ajo Copper News, Ajo True Value, the Desert Cedar Community Health Clinic, and Oasis Coffee, American Citizen Social Club, Why Not Travel Store. Thank you guys so much. So on third down, Memo Ortiz bounced out to the left, looking to pass. Intended receiver was number 10. Unfortunately, pass was incomplete. It's going to bring up fourth and eight for the Red Raiders. With this kind of lead and this kind of field position, they're really not risking much going for it. I fully expect them to go for it here. Worst case, they don't get it. They give it to them from their own 27, so it's not a big deal at all. All right. Memo takes the snap. He's getting chased around in the pocket and is quickly wrapped up. The Bulldog defense is able to get some nice penetration on that play. The sack is going to make it a turnover on downs. Bulldogs are taking over first and 10 from their own 34 following the sack. There's 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half right now. Two and a half minutes to play. The Bulldog offense is getting set, led by number 32 in at quarterback, and 32 points is how much they are losing by. Score is 32-0. All right. Quarterback number 32 takes the snap. He is looking to pass. He is letting go an absolute cannon. So close. The pass was incomplete. Honestly, that would have been a touchdown if that guy had caught it. Thankfully, that was an incompletion. Going to bring up second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Now, I might not be coaching the Bulldog team, but I'm a little confused as to why number 32 was starting at quarterback tonight. I didn't see anything from number one that looked anything like this kid. This kid's got a cannon. Kid has a cannon.
Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah, but this is their sixth game of the year already. I mean, they have plenty of time to figure this out.
Probably so.
All right. Second and 10. They got number 32 lined up in the shotgun. The low snap. Oh, he's getting chased down by number 78. He's able to escape the sack, though. Able to pick up a couple before going out of bounds. Going to be ring up third and seven. Third and seven for the Bulldogs. There's a minute and 20 seconds in the first half, and that was Misael Aguilar, number six, able to push him out of bounds.
Did you get some sprinkles out there?
A little bit. Not anymore. Third down. A little more than a minute left to play in the first half right now. Minute 9 on the clock. All right, on third down, let's see what the Red Raider defense has in store. All right, quarterback number 32 takes the snap, looking to pass. He is airing it out deep. Pass is complete to his intended receiver. And like I said, this kid's got a cannon. That guy was out deep. It is a touchdown. Honestly, a really pretty pass, like a 70-yard touchdown pass right there. To put New Way Academy on the board. Score is 32-6 as New Way lines up for their two-point attempt. 57 seconds left to play in the first half. Down 32-6. First step for New Way to get back in this ballgame is to get a successful two-point conversion right here. Like I said, I have no idea why number 32 wasn't starting. That was a beautiful pass.
Yeah, it seems like that. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
Hey, we'll take their mistake.
We will. Bad snap, number 32. He nearly fumbles it, but is able to hold on to it. He's breaking multiple tackles. Oh, my gosh. He broke like six Red Raider tackles, almost fumbled the football, and somehow he's in for the two-point conversion to give them 32-8 on the scoreboard. Red Raiders get the ball with 40 seconds left to play in the first half. The Bulldogs will get the ball to start the second half. I'm looking forward to this halftime hot dog. I don't know about y'all, but hot dogs here are pretty fire.
These are the concession stand.
Yeah, you know, last home game they closed it. Like, they didn't even. I was very disappointed it was closed.
Well, yeah, last game it was an 80-yard field too. So.
No, last home game they closed the concession stand.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Was it against the Imagine Prep? All right. The Red Raider kick return team is set. They're leading 32-8 and would like to put some more points on the board before going into the second half. They've got number 6, Misael Aguilar, out deep for the return. Misael's out deep back around the 25-yard line waiting for the kick right now. Bulldogs are set to kick now. Could be an offside kick. So it's rolling right out of bounds. That is not how you do an offside kick. Flag on the play. Could be a flag against the Bulldogs because you cannot kick the ball out of bounds on kickoff. The penalty always. I believe it's a 10-yard penalty, but I'm not positive for 8-man. I'm waiting to see. It's being forced on the spot of the kick. It's going to give the Red Raiders excellent field position. I know that much. Yeah, Red Raiders are looking at 1st and 10 from their own 45 to start the drive. Seconds left to play. 1st and 10. Red Raiders have the ball from their own 45. All right, Memo's looking to pass. Takes it, intended for Quade Moore. Pass is incomplete. Good defense by the Bulldogs to break it up. It's going to be 2nd down and 10 for the Red Raiders. 35 seconds left to play. All right, they still got Memo in at quarterback.
Oh, no.
2nd and 10. Memo's lined up under center. Motion for number 58, Silas Manuel. It's a dump off to number 20, Chris Rojo. Bounces out to the right. Able to pick up a good gain on the play. He is off to the races. I think he might have a touchdown here, folks. No, nope, they're going to ride him out of bounds, but he gets a huge gain on the play to set the Red Raiders up 1st and 10 from the opposing 30. 1st and 10 from the opposing 29 is where the ball is going to be spotted. From the opposing 29, it is 1st and 10 for the Red Raiders. 20.7 seconds remaining in the first half. Remember, the Bulldogs get the ball to start the second half, so the Red Raiders would like to get the points to close out this half. Mino takes the pass, takes the snap, hands it off to Rojo, who bounces out to the left. He breaks one tackle before being wrapped up around the 13-yard line. The Red Raiders call a timeout. 10.9 seconds left to play. Ball is spotted at the 13. They're doing a water timeout. You want to play a 30-second sponsor mention?
Absolutely. Let's knock another one out of the way here. All right. Be right back.
Cool.
This hour is sponsored in part by Ajo Pie. Available for takeout Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sonoran Desert Inn right here in Ajo. Other times and special events can be found in the Ajo Pie app in your app store. Ajo Pie, don't get just a slice when you can get Ajo Pie.
That leaves you with one more of those, right, Sean?
Yep.
You play that at halftime, yeah?
Yep.
Cool. So, still in the huddle, discussing timeout still going on. There's 10.9 seconds to play in the first half. Red Raiders have the ball at the 13-yard line right now. First and 10 from the 13. They are driving. Excellent field position here. 10 seconds. They'd like to punch this one into the end zone here. They realistically have one, maybe two more plays left before the clock's out. Mino takes the snap. It's a step off to Rojo. Rojo's looking to pass. Pass is complete to Quade Moore, who is in for the end zone. That is Quade's third receiving touchdown of the night. That gives the Red Raiders a 38-8 lead as they line up for their two-point attempt with 4.5 seconds left to go. All right, Red Raiders are set for the two-point attempt. Mimo is looking to pass. It is a dart, but incomplete, right into the face mask of number 10, Kevin Olivas. It is going to stay a 38-8 ball game. Red Raiders lead by 30 going into the second half. Sean, I will call you back after halftime, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, A.A. Ron. All right, it's time for halftime right here on Z89.3. And we'll be back with more of the action right here at Ajo. All right. Sounds good. Wonderful.
¿Cuál es el mejor servicio de audio por el que nunca tienes que pagar? La radio local de Arizona. Sin suscripciones, sin contraseñas de usuario, sin necesidad de internet. Solo horas de excelente música, noticias locales de Arizona, deportes y más. Sintoniza las frecuencias AM y FM. Escucha en tu auto, en tu teléfono inteligente o tu altavoz inteligente. Cuando te conectas a la radio local, obtienes una excelente programación gratuita y apoyas a tu comunidad. Encuentra tus estaciones favoritas de Arizona hoy en plugintoaz.com.
Back to the music. Z89.3. Chaka 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 Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it.
Hey, Taylor Swift, Bad Blood, Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Red Raiders Sports, A.A. Ron. I know you love yourself some Taylor Swift, so that was for you, buddy.
All right. So, following the kickoff, the Bulldogs will be taking over first and 10 with the ball at their own 35-yard line. Reminder, the score is 38-8 here. Our Red Raiders have a commanding 30-point lead over the Bulldogs to start the second half. All right, first and 10. The Bulldogs are getting set now. Their quarterback number one was injured in the first half and replaced by number 32. Some trickery back there. They're able to break free for a huge gain, the Bulldogs. They almost took that one to the house, so they were finally tripped up and stopped. Massive gain on that play. Number 36, Quade Moore, and on that tackle there, it is going to be first and 10 from the Bulldogs now. Waiting to see where they're spotting this. First and 10 from the opposing 31 is where they're going to be starting it at. They're going to have excellent field position following that huge chunk run right there. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. They get set. Again, following the quarterback injury, number 32 has sparked a new light in the Bulldog offense for him. All right. They're set now at the line of scrimmage. 10 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's a handoff. Oh, it's a keeper, actually, by the quarterback number 32. He fakes the handoff. He's able to bounce out to the right, pick up a couple. Officially, it looks like it's going to be a gain of about 5 or 6 on the play. It's going to be a gain of 5. It's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for him. Too many Red Raiders on the tackle there to attribute it to anybody. That is going to be 2nd down. Second down. All right, on 2nd and 5, the Bulldogs are set, led by quarterback number 32. Red Raider defense is hoping for another turnover here. All right, number 32 takes the snap. He's looking to pass. He's able to break free of a sack. It bounces to the outside. He's off to the races with a good run before being tackled by number 6, Misael Aguilar, able to stop the would-be touchdown. The Bulldogs have possession of the football, 1st and 10 from the 11-yard line right now, trailing 38-8. All right. First and 10 from the 11. It's a handoff to the running back. The Red Raiders are all over that. No gain on the play. He is able to make it back to the line. Going to be 2nd and 10. There was some shoving there on that play from number 66 to number 48 of the Red Raiders against a couple of Bulldogs. Not sure what led to the altercation, but no flag was called, thankfully. 2nd and 10. Second and 10. The Bulldogs are getting set at the line right now. All right, number 32 takes the snap. He's looking to pass, but he's got a couple Red Raiders in his face. He's shoved to the ground, but he lets it loose, and it is intercepted by number 36, Quade Moore. And holy crap, Quade is off to the races for another Red Raider touchdown. No interceptions all season long. That is 2 interceptions tonight. Both are going for pick sixes. The Red Raiders now have a lead of 44-8 as they line up for their 2-point attempt following the 90-yard pick six from Quade Moore. That is Quade Moore's 4th touchdown of the night, 3 receiving touchdowns, pick six. He has a couple 2-point conversions also. Quade Moore is on fire. 7.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter following the 90-yard pick six. The Red Raiders are getting set for their 2-point attempt now. Memo takes the snap on the 2-point conversion and passes complete to guess who? Quade Moore. Score is 46-8 for the Red Raiders. And let me just calculate that out real quick. 46-8. Our mercy rule will be invoked now. The clock will begin running and it will not be stopped for any reason. While our kickoff team gets set, I want to give a quick mention to our sponsors for tonight's broadcast. This game is This game is broadcasted by Olson's IGA Marketplace, Ajo Copper News, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, American Citizen Social Club, Napa Auto Parts, Ajo True Value, Oasis Coffee, and the Why Not Travel Store. Thank you all so much for helping broadcast this, helping us broadcast the Red Raider football. All right, they got number 48, Tayden Horton, set to kick for the Red Raiders. Red Raiders lead 46-8. Mercy rule is in effect. The kickoff is unfortunately bouncing out of bounds. It's going to be a flag on the play against the Red Raiders. That is going to be giving it to him. Going to be giving it to him first and 10 from the 35-yard line following the penalty. All right. Trailing by 38 points. The Bulldogs are hoping to get some more points on the board here on this drive. First and 10 from their own 35. Clock is still running. There are 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. All right, Red Raider defense is set and hungry on first and 10. Some whistling going on from the refs. I'm not sure what's going on. Give it a second. There was not enough people on the field for the Bulldogs. The refs gave them a heads up and brought out another player. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Nice snap, number 32. He hands it off to his running back, who bounces out to the outside, bounces left. He's able to pick up 2 yards before being tackled by number 30. It appears he is injured. Yep. I'm going to need an injury timeout. Sean, you want to play a sponsor mention?
Yeah, I can do that for you. 60-second one coming up now. Stand by, Mr. Aaron.
Hey, Dad, do you like my new car?
Wow, that's really nice. Why'd you get a new car? Your old one looked great and still ran really good.
The AC was not working on it, and the cost to replace it was more than the car was worth.
You gonna try to sell it?
I have tried, but no one wants to buy a car with broken AC in Arizona.
I have an idea. Why not donate it?
Donate it? I want something for the car.
You'll get the full value of the car, even with broken AC. All you have to do is go to ajoradio.org and click on the vehicle donation link.
How will that give me anything?
Well, when you file your taxes, you'll have a receipt for the full value and get a generous tax credit that puts money back in your pocket.
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's really easy. Just go to ajoradio.org, click on the car donation button, fill out the short form, and KZAO will take care of the rest.
I'm going to ajoradio.org now and donating my car.
The vehicle donation program at ajoradio.org helps support community radio right here in Western Pima County. Get your tax credit today. Apache Elite Media, an Arizona 501c3 nonprofit organization, and the voice of Western Pima County.
All right, so following the injury to the Bulldogs, it's 2nd and 8. Quarterback number 32 takes the ball. He keeps it, bounces out to the right. He's able to pick up a couple before being rode out of bounds. Brings up 3rd and 4 for the Bulldogs. There is a flag on the previous play. I'm waiting to see what it's for. So it was an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Bulldogs. Sorry. That is going to back them up 15 yards. It is going to make it waiting to see where they're officially spotting this. Hold on. That's going to be a 3rd and 19. All right, 3rd and 19. The Bulldogs are getting set right now, following the 15-yard penalty. All right, this has got number 32 in at quarterback for the Bulldogs, 3rd and 19. There's less than 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's a good snap to number 32. He's scrambling, trying to avoid a sack, but he is unsuccessful. He is wrapped up and tackled by number 48, Tayden Horton, with the sack. That is going to bring up 4th and about 20. 4th and 20 for him. Minute 20 left to play in the third quarter. It is 4th and 20 for the Bulldogs. This is not a good spot to go for a fourth down on. However, they don't have a choice. I mean, they have to get this in order to have any chance of coming back and winning the football game. So they're going to go for it. And if they don't get it, it's going to give us just fantastic field position to turn around and score. 4th and 20. All right, number 32 is looking to pass. He lets it sling, and it is intercepted again by Quade Moore. His second interception of the night. He is not able to get to the end zone on this one, though. He is wrapped up and tackled. Red Raiders will be taking over 1st and 10 from the opposing 21-yard line. 21 yards to go till the next Red Raider touchdown, folks. That is 2 interceptions for Quade Moore tonight and 3 receiving touchdowns. I mean, this kid's nuts. Going to definitely have to catch him in our post-game interview. I want to talk to him about that.
You're going to have to do that. We just got a shout-out in our app to the people saying shout-out to him. So you got to get him on the post-game.
Okay. And shout-out from somebody through our app to Quade Moore. We appreciate you what you're doing for the Red Raiders, buddy. The third quarter is officially winding down. Third quarter is over. It's going to start the fourth quarter with the Red Raiders having the ball 1st and 10 from their opposing 21-yard line.
Hey, Ron.
I'm here.
Hey, you might want to remind that announcer over there we're KZAO, not KOZA or whatever.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
I got noise canceling headphones on, man. You can hear him from the plaza, and I can't hear him here at the game.
Right. Just like I hear Bernadette's cowbell like crazy over here, and I really wish we could have that kind of in the background going, de-de-de-de-de. You always need more cowbell. No.
I will try to remind the announcer. I don't even know who the announcer is, so I'll probably just say something to Cooser, but I got you. 1st and 10 for the Red Raiders from the opposing 21-yard line following the Quade Moore interception. They got Fabian in at quarterback, number 70. Pass is complete to number 18. That's Memo Ortiz. Quarterback-to-quarterback passing right there. That is a gain of about 6. It is going to bring up 2nd and about 4 from the 14-yard line. 2nd and 4 from the 14. All right, they got Fabian lined up under center. He hands it off to number 30, Kevin Olivas, who bounces out to the outside. He gets a nice gain, able to pick up the first down before being pushed out of bounds. It is going to be 1st and goal for the Red Raiders from the 8-yard line. 1st and goal from the 8. There's 11 minutes left to go in the ball game, folks. Red Raiders are up 46-8. All right, they're officially spotting at the 9, so it's going to be 1st and goal from the 9 for the Red Raiders. All right, they got Fabian lined up right under center again. Fabian takes the snap. He hands it off to, trying to see here, number 40. I believe that's Jacob Harwood. I'm going to refer to my roster real quick. Jarrett Moore had the run, actually. Excuse me. I guess that was his old number. But anyways. Second down.
The next game, they'll change them up again, the numbers up again. On.
I know.
It's so just a mess, yeah.
Second and goal from the one right now. Red Raiders are getting ready to punch it in here on second down. Second and goal from the one. Fabian lines up under center. Fabian takes the snap, tosses it out to number 38 is Jacob Harwood. That's Jacob Harwood in for the touchdown for the Red Raiders to give them a 52-8 lead as they get 52. Ready to knock in another. Yeah, 52-8 as they get ready to knock in another 2-point attempt. So if you're about to post on Facebook, you would wait till they attempt the 2-point.
Oh, we always wait till they post the do the 2-point.
Shauna does not when she does it by herself.
I understand that.
All right, 52-8. There is 9 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the ball game. Mercy rule is still in effect.
Even more so now.
Right. All right, Fabian is in some trouble there. They the Bulldogs quickly blow up the line as he takes the snap. They're able to get him. No gain on the play. Unsuccessful 2-point. Score is going to be 52-8 as the Red Raiders get set to kick it off to the Bulldogs.
How was that hot dog?
It was good. I think they might have microwaved it. I don't know. If they did microwave it, I'm disappointed.
Right. Because we know you're picky. You only want all beef hot dogs.
I am. I do, and I also won't. I don't eat anything out of microwaves. Microwaves cause cancer. True story.
it was probably a bar S. You enjoyed it.
You know, dude, I can taste bar S. That was not bar S. That was definitely a beef hot dog. I wouldn't be able to eat it if it was pork. My body would reject it immediately. But I'm just not sure if they microwaved it. That's what I don't want to know, honestly, because I like the hot dog and I want to be able to eat more of them.
What, do they have a grill set up?
No, they don't, man. All I saw in there was a microwave.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Maybe they boiled it.
Just for you. Yes, yeah. They boiled it in the microwave. Would that count? If they put it in water and boiled it in the microwave, would you be okay with that?
You know, I don't eat ramen noodles out of a microwave. I boil them on the oven for that reason, to avoid the cancer radiation and whatnot. So real quick, enough about cancer. I'm going to shout out our sponsors real quick. Tonight's game is brought to you by Olson's IGA Marketplace, Napa Auto Parts, the Ajo Copper News, Ajo True Value, Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, Oasis Coffee, the American Citizen Social Club, and the Why Not Travel Store. Thank you all so much for helping put Red Raider football on the air. They got Taden Horton in to kick for the Red Raiders on kickoff. Kicks it pretty deep, and the Bulldogs were able to get a nice return on the play, actually, bringing it out to about the 40, 45, I think, actually, yeah. Nope, I'm blind. That's a 0, not a 5. It's 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 40-yard line.
Desert Sunita Medical Center can help you with eye doctor appointments to help your vision.
They have an eye doctor. Yes. Yes, they do.
Wednesdays, right here in Ajo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Help out Mr. Aaron. You don't mind the banter. We've kind of been talking more today.
No. I was going to tell you that maybe the dentist over there could help out with your stinky breath, you know?
You know, I don't know. Well, maybe. I need to go to the eye doctor and the dentist. So.
Number 32 for the Bulldogs. Ooh, that's going to be a flag. So, number 32 for the Bulldogs takes the snap, hands it off to his running back. He bounces out to the outside. Number 66 for the Red Raiders on the tackle. That's Eric Lopez. Unfortunately, Eric grabbed him by his face mask and flung him down. That's a face mask penalty. You can't do that.
Oh, that's
going to be. Mm-hmm.
Even I know that.
Can cause neck injuries is why they don't do that. But kid's okay, but still a flag on the play. Waiting to see what the yardage is in an 8-man league for that. Do-do-do-do-do-do. 15 yards, it looks like.
Ooh, yeah. That's a big one. What's the biggest penalty?
Hold on. 15 easily. Actually, pass interference, because pass interference is at the spot of the penalty. So if I throw the football 70 yards and you have a pass interference 70 yards down the field, then I get 70 yards on that.
Oh, really?
But pass interference can be any amount. It's just wherever the spot of the foul occurs.
I love the education, A.A. Ron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course. So I missed that last part of that because I was talking to you, but I think they double penalty them. I'm pretty sure it was an unsportsmanlike and then the face mask, because the Bulldogs now have the ball first and 10 from the opposing 34.
Oh, so you can get double penalties 34. Too.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Wow, okay.
All right, so number 32 is airing it out to pass. He's got his receiver, intended receiver, complete. Number 10 on the tackle is able to stop it from being a touchdown, but they've got excellent field position, first and goal from the 3-yard line, it looks like. Number 10, Tommy Burgess, is barely stopping him from getting the touchdown. Bulldogs have the ball at the 3-yard line. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left to play. Score is 52-8.
Man, if they get a touchdown here, oh no, I'm scared.
I know, dude. You better be biting your nails at this point.
You just hand them to them now.
Right. You could. All right, first and goal from the 3. The Bulldogs are getting set. Number 32 is lined up in the shotgun.
Although with me saying that, maybe that's unsportsmanlike play-by-play.
Yeah, they can't penalty us for that. All right, so it is a rushing attempt for number 10 for the Bulldogs. He is able to punch it into the end zone to bring the score up to 52-14 as New Way gets set for their two-point attempt now, hoping to make it 52-16. You know, there's something positive to go home on. Long drive back to Scottsdale for these New Way Academy Bulldogs.
Yeah, long way for never mind.
Yeah, Sean, you are going to get an unsportsmanlike on the radio. You keep it up.
Right.
2 minutes, 45 seconds left to play. Bulldogs are in the huddle. They're heading to the line right now for their two-point attempt.
I don't think they'll be playing Z89.3 in their bus.
Dude, stop. All right, they're set at the line. Snap is number 32. He fakes the handoff, and he bounces out to the left. I don't know what just happened there. There's a flag on the play. I think it was a holding call. I'm waiting to see what they're calling it. Yeah, two-point conversion is good, but I'm waiting for the flag. It's going to be a holding. It's going to be a 10-yard holding penalty. That's going to negate their two-point conversion. They're going to have to redo it from 10 yards back. As they get set now, from waiting to see the spot on this 5-yard penalty. They gotta have me announce these games, man. Okay.
You know, should be up in the stands and doing it and just kill two birds with one stone.
I know, but I don't know how that would work. So they're following the penalty. It is. Two-point attempt from the 16-yard line for him.
If you were up in the stands or up in the box, at least then I could wave at you.
That's true. Another interception. This time number 10, Tommy Burgess got it. Two-point attempt, no good. That is the Red Raiders' third interception of the night. Actually, fourth, I think, right? Silas had one. Yeah, that's the fourth. Fourth one. Two of them. Yep, fourth one. I'm trying to keep my memory right, guys. All right, so Red Raiders will be getting the ball with... Actually, it's probably ball game now. Yeah, there's 38 seconds left. It looks like they're letting the clock run out. Red Raiders win 52-16. 14? No, 52-14, right? Because they didn't get the 2-point. Yeah, 52-14 should be the final score.
All right.
I'm trying to confirm that right now because it says 16 on the scoreboard, but that's I don't think that's right. Give me 1 second, but they are letting the clock run out. Game's over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 52-14 final score. I don't know what they got going on with the clock over there right now. But they are going to be going over there and congratulating their opponents right now. Homecoming festivities are going to begin. I'm going to try to catch Coach Kuzer, Quade Moore, and Memo Ortiz for a post-game interview.
Awesome.
One last shout-out before I go to our sponsors tonight over at Olson's IGA Marketplace, Napa Auto Parts, the Ajo Copper News, Ajo True Value, the Desert Sunita Community Health Clinic, Oasis Coffee, American Citizen Social Club, and the Why Not Travel Store. Thank you so much for putting Red Raider football on the airwaves.
We love our sponsors, absolutely.
We do. We love them. And I'll be back in just a bit with a post-game interview for you guys, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you in a few here, A-Ron. Thank you so much. This is Z89.3, the voice of Red Raider football.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscriptions, no user passwords, no internet required. Just hours of great music, local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug into local radio, you get great free programming and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
The hottest Latin music, Z89.3, La Caliente.
Que se vean bien. Cero fotos y videos, no me dejo ver. Sexo, alcohol y droga en el cuarto del hotel. Y todas estas prendas son mías. Yo te sé al día. Siempre ando con lo mismo desde que nadie creía. Cabrón, esto ya lo sabía. Está cabrón como ella.
Z89.3, Ajo's hit music, and the voice of Red Raider football. What an amazing homecoming win. On the phone, of course, is A.A. Ron, and it's time for the post-game goodies. Go ahead, A.A. Ron.
Sean, you can hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you great.
Perfect, perfect. So our Red Raiders won tonight 52-14. Wow. It was an electric play. Had two different pick sixes. I'm joined here tonight by Coach Kuzer, Quade Moore, and Memo Ortiz. Kuzer, that was an electrifying win tonight, man. Your boys looked great and piled up a season high in points. What worked so well with your game plan tonight?
Okay. It was one of the first games we had everybody back healthy again, which is nice. We had some new uniforms we were excited about. So
it looked very sharp.
Yeah, it was a good team effort. Everybody did their jobs, and this is what we've been working on all season.
Okay.
So I was super proud of them.
And you guys have a bye week coming up next.
We do.
Is it a 2-week bye week?
Nope, so we'll be off next week, and then during fall break, we'll have our final normal season game.
What's the date for that?
Here at home. I believe it's the 21st, possibly.
Okay, and that's against Berlin.
Don't quote me on that.
So if it's moved to the 28th, though, which has been suggested, that's a 2-week bye for you guys then, right?
Potentially, yeah.
That would be awesome. I mean, can't complain about that. Okay, okay. And so, Memo, you had two passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, you had some great catches, you made some plays on defense. I mean, you were all over that field tonight. Is there anything particular that just helped you play at this level tonight? Anything you want to attribute this level of success to?
My sister.
Your
really?
Sister?
Yes, my sister. I want to shout out to my sister.
Okay.
She's really, like, heavy on me. She's, like, really strong on me. She tells me to be respectful, you know, stay in school, don't do nothing dumb, stay smart. And if I wouldn't be here, I thought of it right now.
It's your older sister, right? You're not getting bossed around by the younger sister.
Yeah, I'm getting bossed around by the older sister. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then Quay. Brother, first off, so glad you're back healthy. We had you with three receiving touchdowns tonight, two from Memo, one from Chris Rojo. You had two interceptions, one you returned all the way to the house. What the heck, man? I mean, that's my question right there. Just what the heck? Because, I mean, I was nuts. Seriously. What's your secret? What's the secret to being Quade Moore out there?
I ate my veggies and I drank my milk.
Okay. Okay.
Well, so tonight was very special to me because I had a childhood best friend, and he lived very close to me. His name is Charles Willis.
Okay.
And I was just kind of thinking about here, and I don't know, because it's a cool story. I never thought I'd be doing this. I just thought I was going to be Patrick and SpongeBob with him when I was younger. But now I'm with all my friends, and I just love how much I grew up with. And just thinking of him tonight, now that he moved away.
Dedicating that win to him tonight?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, so Quade's dedicating that win to, you said Charles Willis?
Charles Willis, yeah.
Hopefully he's listening. You know if he is?
Yeah, I told him to listen, but
okay.
He said maybe.
Okay. Hey, you can't turn a no to a yes without a maybe in between, so we'll take that. That's actually Kevin Spacey that quoted right there. I think that's actually all I got for the post game. Cruiser, is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Hey, I just am grateful for the great community. I mean, these guys just come out every week and take care of our boys. They feed them.
Mm-hmm.
They sponsored up his gear. Like, we're really, really grateful for all the community support that we've received.
It's awesome when Ajo comes together like
it's
that.
Great.
It makes the small town feel big.
Yeah, there's a new energy in town.
That's awesome.
Great.
That's awesome. I think that's all for our post game show. Sean, I'm just going to give one more shout out to tonight's sponsors over at the IGA Marketplace. Ajo Copper News, Desert Senior Community Health Clinic, American Citizen Social Club, Napa Auto Parts, Ajo True Value, Oasis Coffee, and the Why Not Travel Store. Our next game is either the 21st or the 28th. It'll be against Berean, and we'll update you guys once we have official confirmation on the date for the game, okay?
You know, Aaron, I think I have the biggest takeaway, and I think as a radio station, we're going to get a new ID, okay? And our ID is going to say, Z89.3, eat your veggies and drink your milk. What do you think? I think it's great. That's what we need to do.
Eat your veggies and drink your milk. I like that. I'm going to go find my wife, Sean, but it was a great win, and we'll be back in a couple weeks with our final regular season game.
All right, sounds good, Aaron. You have a fantastic night. And, you know, we love bringing Red Raider football to Western Pima County. We look forward to basketball. That's going to be coming up here soon. And but right now, it's just been so much fun. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We are so proud to be the voice of Red Raider sports. You know, the Red Raiders and their division, they're the only ones on the radio station with play-by-play. Got to have some pride in that, and we love doing it, all right? And especially when Scottsdale can come into town, you know, Scottsdale, and they're filet mignon and all that, and we can just give them a butt-whooping. I'm trying to be nice in my verbiage. There you go. It's great. All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it is the Raider Party Mix of DJ Sticky Boots, so stick around for that. And if you missed any portion of this game, don't worry. Here in about an hour or so, it'll be posted on our website, ahoradio.org. All right? Have a fantastic Friday night. Have a great weekend. And thanks so much for listening to Z89.3, Ajo's hit music and the voice of Western Pima County. Take care. Bye-bye. Breland. Here for it on Z89.3.
I've been texting, I've been calling, haven't heard from you in weeks. You ain't off the grid too often, why my message turning gray? So what'd you do? Lose your job, crash your car? Are you stuck at home with a broken heart? Cause misery loves company, and if it's what you need, then you can go and lay it out on me. You know I'm here for you, got a whiskey and a beer.